Bridget Jones' Diary and its blow-by-blow descriptions of romantic crises is more than just a novel for its numerous fans. The London Evening Standard proclaimed that the book's protagonist is no mere fictional character, she is the spirit of the age. With that kind of build-up, a movie version was inevitable, and it opens in theaters today. Los Angeles Times film critic Kenneth Turan has this review.
The Bridget Jones Diaries have sold 5 million copies in 32 countries, and that success led not one or two, but four heavyweight film companies, Miramax, Universal, Studio Canal, and Working Title, to combine on Bridget Jones's Diary, the movie. But instead of being suffocated under all that weight, the film has prospered. It's a cheerful entertainment that makes literary jokes and succeeds by mixing knockabout farce with a flighty 30-something heroine and a fairy tale romance.
You got a boyfriend? A real one?
I have, father. I have. And he's perfect.
Hurrah! I am no longer tragic spinster, but proper girlfriend of bona fide a sex god.
It also doesn't hurt to have the kind of talent that Bridget Jones attracted. Top British actors Hugh Grant and Colin Firth, both of whom figure in the book, play Bridget's competing suitors. Also, two of Britain's sharpest screenwriters, Richard Curtis of Notting Hill and Four Weddings and a Funeral, and Andrew Davies of the BBC version of Pride and Prejudice, combined with Bridget's creator, Helen Fielding, on the script. First-time director Sharon Maguire and the screenwriters have pared down parts of the book and pumped up others.
Resolution number one. We'll find nice, sensible boyfriend to go out with and not continue to form romantic attachments to any of the following. Alcoholics, workaholics, commitment phobics, peeping toms, megalomaniacs, or perverts. And especially will not fantasize about a particular person who embodies all these things. Unfortunately, he just happens to be my boss. Daniel
Perhaps
Peter.
The most crucial talent on the team is not a Brit, but the Texas-born actress who plays Bridget, Renee Zellweger. An unlikely choice for the part, Zellweger mastered a British accent and put on a by now well-publicized 20 pounds to play the pudgy Jones. What she also brings is a potent vulnerability, an empathy she creates by allowing her feelings to play nakedly on her face. And because this is largely a comedy of embarrassment, it helps that Zellweger is more than willing to look bad in intentionally unflattering costumes and situations.
You seem to go out of your way to try to make me feel like a complete idiot every time I see you. And you really needn't bother. I already feel like an idiot most of the time anyway.
I don't think you're an idiot at all. I mean, there are elements of the ridiculous about you.
Bridget is a character who drinks too much, smiles too hard, and puts the wrong foot forward at every opportunity. But she soldiers her way through it all with zest and spirit. Maybe she is, quote, ever so slightly less elegant under pressure than Grace Kelly, but her resilient good-heartedness is what the film is all about. In the end, while Bridget's search for inner poise may be doomed, her film is anything but.
The comments of Kenneth Turan, film critic for the Los Angeles Times.